please join me as we continue our study of the book of Revelation. We are now looking at chapter 7, verses 4 to 8. Among the foreign countries, in the waste places where the gospel hasn't fully covered the land and the sea, Jews will be saved. Gentiles will be saved, but not one will be saved who has rejected the Lord Jesus during this age. But you may wonder how anyone will be saved without the Holy Spirit, for he'll be caught away with the Christians. He'll operate then just as he did during the Old Testament times. The Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost, but souls were saved before Pentecost. During the tribulation, he'll operate from heaven, moving upon men and women. He always has been in this world, and he always will be. He's omnipresent and he's omnipotent. So the sealing at that time has to do with the Jews of the 12 tribes. But what's meant by the sealing? The seal is the mark of divine possession, protection, and preservation. The Bible speaks of believers now of being sealed by the Holy Spirit, thus making them God's property. This is seen in Ephesians 1:13 and assures them of God's preservation. You find this in Romans 8:23. As the blood was put on the door of the houses of the Jews in Egypt, so that the angel of death would pass over them, as the scarlet rope was hung from Rahab's window, so that she and her family wouldn't be destroyed in the destruction of Jericho, so God will put his seal on the forehead of his own during the great tribulation, so that the angel of judgment passing through the world will know those who are his. Today, when a believer is saved, he's sealed. But not so during the great tribulation. It will be afterward. Today, if a man has the seal of God, he has the presence and power of God in his life. Then, when the Jews will be sealed, they'll have the presence and power of God in their lives, and they'll be brave and bold. How, you may wonder, will that seal appear to others? Oh, I think he'll be much like Moses. When the Israelites saw him coming down from the mount after he had been with God for 40 days and nights, there was a glory about him. His face shone like the sun. I think he'll be like Stephen when he was stoned, when those who killed him couldn't withstand his wisdom and power. They were endowed by God. Oh, these Jews who'll be saved and sealed during the great tribulation will become mighty missionaries. At that time, there'll be a revival such as this earth has never seen. In wrath, our Lord will remember mercy. Sometimes his hand falls in judgment, but he'll never withdraw it. Look through the destruction and you'll find deliverance. In the list of the 12 tribes, you'll not find the tribe of Dan listed. Why? Dan was the first tribe to go into idolatry, and God warned that idolaters would be separated from the rest of the tribes. Deuteronomy 29:21. The idolatry of Dan is found in Leviticus 24:11, Judges 18:1, 2, 30, and 31. In the tribulation, when the 12,000 of each of the tribes are sealed, the descendants of Dan aren't permitted representation. In the tribulation, there'll be no room for idolaters or moral weaklings. The name of Ephraim isn't mentioned. It was said of Ephraim that he was joined to his idols and was to be left alone. Oh, they'll come to salvation, but they'll not be used as God's witnesses. Though these two tribes aren't mentioned here, they're mentioned later. It makes me think of Peter and his sin. Didn't Jesus say, "Go tell my disciples and Peter"? Oh, how I long to be so true, so brave, so faithful, so that God will not cast me aside, but use me to save souls for whom he died. How dreadful it must be to be unusable, a castaway. Now, let's consider the salvation of the Gentiles, verses 9 through 17. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations, and kindreds, and people, and tongues, stood before the throne, and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb." And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders, and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessings and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen." And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, "What are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they?" And I said unto him, "Sir, thou knowest." And he said to me, "These are they which came out of great tribulation, and washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto the living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes." My friend, don't you want to be in heaven, where God will wipe all tears from their eyes? All burdens.